What you think we came here for? 3, 2, 1, go.
It's Ricky, Melvin and Charlie Kiss Breakfast for the last time.
And a happy new year to all of you guys. Morning.
Did you hear right?
Ricky, Melvin and Charlie.
In the morning. Kiss.
Guys, New Year's Eve, James Arthur, Empty Space on Kiss, Ricky, Melvin and Charlie, 8:06.
So you have less than 30 minutes to get your text in if you want to win £30,000 on this very show after 8:30 this morning.
This is your final call, guys, to get those texts in if you want to be in the draw to win this amazing amount of tax-free cash.
Yep, and you can win it all by sending just one little text.
Yep, it's so simple to win this 30K. Just text the word WIN to 64100. That's WIN to 64100.
Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 8:30 a.m. exactly. Don't miss out. Get texting now, guys. All the T's and C's and online entry are at kissfmuk.com.
Yep, so make sure you get texting now and hopefully we could be calling you with the good news. So you can have the best New Year's ever. It's Kiss.
Let's go.
This is Rita Ora.
He's had a great year. Jax Jones and years play on Kiss Breakfast. Ricky, Melvin and Charlie, we're here till 10 for the very last time. Big up to Mike in the studio. Adam Case here as well.
Yay.
Producer man, Adam Kizzle. Yeah.
That's the old school name.
He heard we're leaving. He wants a job again.
Right, so it's New Year's Eve, which means so many of you guys are living your best lives today. So call us 03448-112233 and tell us why you're winning. So I'm living my best life because although this is our last show, which is very emotional, it means I don't have to get up at 4 a.m. anymore. I've got my lines back. It's a great time.
Preach, preach it, brother. Preach.
You got your lines back. Maybe your hairline comes back soon. You never know.
I can only pray, Charles.
Yeah. He don't get
shut, shut your mouth, Adam. No one asked you to speak. You don't work here no more, so shut your mouth. All right, Ricky, how are you living your best life?
Oh, my gosh. All right, so it is our last show today on Kiss, and it means I don't have to get up and look at Melvin's face in the morning at 6 a.m. ever again. I'm living my best life. He is the grumpiest dude in the world between 6 and 7 in the morning.
That's real talk. And Charles?
I'm living my best life because I ain't got to see your two ugly faces for at least the next 3 months, and I'm dressed as a unicorn today. Yeah. I'm living my best life.
True story, she is dressed as a unicorn. Again.
And she's been like that for the whole show. I thought we would have come off by now.
We haven't even referenced it.
That's
how normal it is.
It's just so normal now. Anyway, guys, how are you living your best life? Call us 03448-112233. It's Kiss. You
love it. DJ Khaled, No Brainer on Kiss, Ricky, Melvin and Charlie for the last time on your radios.
Yep, and we got so many comments online at Kiss Film UK. Shout out to Emily, shout out to Laura, Victoria, Plum, Katrina, Tracy. Keep them coming in online at Kiss Film UK.
Kiss Breakfast with Carphone Warehouse.
The Deals Too Good to Miss event is now on, in-store and online.
So for all the latest travel updates on the roads and the trains, make sure you head online now to kissfmuk.com to get up-to-date info. And of course, if you spot anything else on the roads, let us know on any of our socials at kissfmuk. Guys, have a good one and a happy new year.
It's Ricky, Marvin and Charlie in the morning. That's Khalid Better on Kiss.
So you can call us up at any point during our show today, 03448-112233. And it wouldn't be right to end our final show without putting a few people on air that Melvin slid into the DMs of.
Hey, hey.
So let's go to line one. Who's there?
Oh, no.
Valerie.
Oh! Valerie!
Valerie! Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you, mister.
It's been a long time.
How long
is it? A long time.
How's France?
Well, you know, France is good. I'm going to head back. Yes, you guys are just like, you know, you're like my mate.
Thanks, Valerie.
I love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Val.
Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you so much. Melvin's got 3 months off now, so if you want him to come to France with you, just let him know.
Oh, really? Hang on. Is that...
What did you do to him?
Do anything!
Yeah, well...
He DJed!
Cool story, bro. We know.
So, So, Valerie, have you kept up with the dancing?
Oh, is that what you call it?
Listen, Valerie, thanks so much for calling.
You are very welcome and all the best.
Love
all
you, right, Val. Thanks, Valerie.
Bye, Valerie. Bye.
See you later. Care,
bye.
Monday morning, New Year's Eve, Little Mix, Woman Like Me on Kiss, Ricky Marvin and Charlie. Right now, it's time for this.
Count the money. Yes, this is the moment we've been working towards all morning. We're about to give somebody £30,000.
Yep, that's right. And that tax-free 30 grand goes straight into your account so you can enjoy an epic new year on us.
So earlier on, we asked you guys to text in if you wanted to be in the draw. Lines closed at 8:30 this morning. We have picked our winner at random, so let's give him a call. I know it's not the same comp, but
Hello.
It's Ricky Melvin and Charlie Kiss Breakfast. Who's that?
This is Sam.
Easy Sam. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, well, good, man. Any plans for New Year's Eve?
If this is what I think it is, yeah, a lot more plans now.
Sam, do you remember entering our competition to win £30,000?
Yeah, I do.
Well, Sam, I've got some good news for you. You just won £30,000! Yeah! It's yours, brother!
Yes, Sam!
Yeah. My man was cheering before you even said it, Rick.
Sam, what are you actually going to spend the money on?
Oh, I have no idea now. So we're not coming home, I don't think.
He's going to just swim in that money at home. I respect that, brother. Yeah. Well done. That tax-free cash is yours.
Well done, Sam.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, bro.
Well done once again, Sam. Right now, let's get back into your tunes for New Year's Eve. This is Drake on Kiss.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Drizzy Drake. Yeah. You are now rocking with
Kiss.
Trap money, penny.
9:07 on a Monday morning. That's Jess Glynn, All I Am on Kiss Breakfast for the last time. Cheers.
So we are into the last hour of our last ever show on Kiss Breakfast. Before I do anything else, I want to say a massive shout out to Sammy in the studio. Big up, Sammy! Mr. Fulham inside the building. All right, so we're all going to get a chance to say goodbye. This is going to be my goodbye. I want to start by saying, if anybody had told me, years ago, that we'd be all main breakfast show presenters on Kiss, I would never have believed it. I also would have told them no, because I like my bed too much. but seriously, thankfully, a guy called Andy Roberts, the boss here at Kiss, took a chance on myself and Melvin. We'd never been on mainstream radio before. He paired us up with Charlie and our old producer Mad Adam K, and we've literally never looked back once since then. So I want to thank Andy Roberts, first of all, for the opportunity. But thank you to every single person at Kiss who's ever helped out on our show, keeping us on the radio. Thank you. You all know who you are. A special thank you to Adam K and to Charlie. And to Charlie for accepting us into the Kiss fold in the beginning and embracing us and creating an environment.
We didn't have a choice.
I can easily say I've experienced the funniest moments of my life. Like, easily. To Charlie, what can I say about Charlie? I love her. I love you so much, Charles. Thank you for always being the normal one in the mornings, wind, rain or shine. Charlie's like a rock. She's like the backbone of the show. I've loved seeing you grow from being like the young voice on the show to being the queen bee of the show. The amount of time that me and Charlie have our private little fits of laughter that nobody else knows about apart from me and Charlie, it's just absolutely amazing. We're Team Chicky all the way, and genuinely is one of the nicest people ever from one of the nicest families ever as well. Love you, Charles.
You've absolutely annoyed.
Yes, Ricky, you've done it, Ricky.
I made a cut.
And I've got to say, Melvin, my brother from another mother. Hello, Auntie. Hello, Yona. Probably the grumpiest person that I know, especially between the hours of 6 and 7 in the morning. But hands down, when he's in the mood for it, he's the funniest dude on the planet. Like, you literally have cracked me up since we were like 18 years old.
Thanks, bro, until
now. And I'm just so happy that millions of people listening to Kiss over the years have had the chance to experience the jokes that we've had since we were teenagers. The killer thing is, is, he's not even the funniest person in his family. He's his sister.
And he's dead.
And he's dead. And he's bald. I've got to say thanks to Mikey, our producer, our current producer. Thanks to Matty. Thanks to Jake. Thanks to Sammy. Thanks to Jonty, Dan Hudson, everyone else who's worked on the show. And thanks to Steve Parkinson
Neve
as well.
Neve produced the show once.
Yeah, Neve did as well. Thanks to Steve Parkinson for being a super cool boss as well. But most importantly, I want to say thank you to every single listener, every caller, every person who's got involved on social media. All of you guys have helped make our show what it is today. And I will always be grateful to you guys for that. So thank you. No more.
Yes, Rex.
No more.
And I didn't cry.
Nor did I.
To replace some Charlie's with bits, mate. Let's have some Sigma.
Melvin and Charlie in the morning, New Year's Eve, George Ezra, Shotgun on Kiss, 9:28.
Yeah. All right, so if you've just tuned in, this is our last show on Kiss Breakfast. So, like Ricky, I'd like to thank a few people. First of all, to Ricky Hollywood Williams and Charlie Hedges. Now, I remember Ricky from back in the day, we met at university. This guy came up to me in a Burberry's top tucked into his jeans. I remember it like it was yesterday. I want to say thank you for being my mate, even though you guys rinsed me about my hair, my height, my dates, any girls that I know, small shoes, and my dress sense. I still love you guys. But all jokes aside,
I know what you talk.
Life.
2 years.
But all jokes aside, I've got to say that you guys are the hardest working people I know. When Ricky's not here, he's being an amazing dad to his daughter Lola. Shout out to Lola Ray.
Big up Lola Ray.
If you're listening. And Charlie Hedges, this woman is the hardest working woman in business.
Correct.
If she's not doing Kiss, she's working on her other radio show. She's doing her boutique. She's producing music. She's earning millions of dollars DJing around the world. She is. She's got a big bank account. Trust me, guys. But you guys are just a pleasure to work with and the most positive people that I know, even when I'm super moody in the morning. So thank you for that. Like Ricky, got a few people to thank. I'm going to be repeating some names, like Ricky said earlier. So producer man Mikey, Matt, Jake, Sammy, Jonty, Dan Hudson, Charlie Powell, and the big man Adam Kay, who gave us the energy for this show.
Adam Kay.
Thanks to all of our bosses, Steve, D, Andy Roberts, for giving us this opportunity. He saw our show reel years ago, which we made. And I remember my mum coming into the bedroom, and me and Rich were working on this show.
Easy.
No, it wasn't like that.
Adam wasn't there. You have to worry. This was just work.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like that.
This was truly professional.
Mommy!
But my mum came in and said, you guys are going to make it. Like, she goes, whatever you guys do, you work so hard, you're going to make it.
I remember
that day, like yesterday, and I think if it didn't work after that showreel, we would have given up.
We would have given up hope
because we've been trying to do our thing for a while. We finished university and no one really had any interest in us. But that showreel was the showreel that Andy Roberts saw, and he gave us that first opportunity on air. So thanks to him. Big up each and every time.
Is that the showreel you were wearing double denim?
And I had a full head of hair. Payroll.
Blinking, you miss it.
Also need to thank our friends and family. You guys have supported us from day one.
Yes.
But most of all, thank you to our listeners. Would be nothing with you guys. So big up and thank you.
Smashed. That's it, Mel. Well done. You made it. Well done, brother.
All right.
It was real good.
Some more champagne for me. My bit's done. On to you, Charles.
Good luck.
Charles, you're next.
I'm petrified. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to give it a good go, Rickster.
Buckle up, everyone. Charlie Hedges, goodbye. Coming up next right now, Beyonce on Kiss. 9:48, Ricky Melvin and Charlie Kiss Breakfast. We're here till 10 for the very last time. Benny Blanco, Halsey, Khalid in the background. That is Eastside on Kiss. And right now it's time for Charlie Hedges, the queen of Kiss Breakfast, to say her goodbyes. And I'm pretty sure she's going to start crying.
I'm going to try hard not to. I thought I'd best write mine down because I thought there's so much to say that if I don't write it down, so it is going to sound a bit scripted, but it's from the heart.
Okay. Do your thing, Charles. So, do your thing.
All I ever wanted to be was a radio presenter, right, and a DJ. Now, Ricky and Melvin joke about it all the time and say, we swear you was born at Kiss, but the truth of it is, it feels like I was.
Yeah.
Now, there's so many people to thank for the amazing journey us three have travelled on, and for that, I will be forever thankful for. And Ricky and Melvin have mentioned lots of these people that have been such an important part in our lives over at Kiss, so I won't repeat them, but you guys know exactly who you are.
Yep.
But as the boys have said, the most important people to thank is all of you. Seriously, our most special, loyal, amazing listeners. Your involvement in our show from day one, the support, friendship will never be forgotten. You are family.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're not joking when we say that. You are our family.
Yeah.
Meeting all of you out and about. The most important thing I think I hear from people, the most often question, is what time do you get up in the morning? Yeah. And who do you prefer, a Ricky Melvin? Obviously Ricky.
Standard.
And I also hear a lot, thank you so much, all of you, for making us smile on our way to work, college, school. Oh. But do you know what? The truth of it is, we are the ones who should be thanking you lot, because without all of you, yeah, none of this would have been possible. And that's the truth of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to finish, to all of you that have listened to me from day one, when I was a show assistant with Bam Bam and Street Boy,
yeah,
when I was at school, moving on to working with Robin Banks and producer Mad Adam K,
yeah,
working with producer Mikey, Sammy, Dan, Simon Long, Jake. It's all led to me working with two people I can... Uh-oh, I'm going to go. Yeah. I can't do it. No, I can do it. I can do it.
Good job.
I can do this. Okay, don't look at me. Two people that I can genuinely call Melvin's gone as well. Genuinely call not only my friends, but my family.
Aww.
And two brothers that... Oh, Mel, I'm sorry, Mel. But people that my family and friends class as their family. Like, yeah, you are everything. The best thing about it is I've worked with men all my life. They haven't got a choice about talking about girly things. I can go to Ricky and Melvin about advice on girls, boys. I can talk all things unicorns.
Yeah.
You are my best friends in the universe.
You've worked
I,
with
I
men,
love
but not,
you.
Not stallions like that. Like, thoroughbreds.
But you know what, Ricky, Melvin, I love you.
You're saying thoroughbreds and stallions, and I'm pulling my eyes out.
Sorry. Stallion. Thoroughbred.
And you know what? What I want to say is, thank you one last time to everyone that's ever listened to our show.
Yeah, man.
And you know, it makes me so happy that the three of us will be continuing together.
Yeah.
As it should be, as family.
Yeah, man.
Thank
Charlie
you all for Edges, the best
everybody.
Time.
Yes, Charlie.
Thank
the
you.
Queen Bee, the Queen of Kiss Breakfast.
And happy 2019.
Happy New Year. Yeah. And big up to Neve in the studio as well.
Right, Baby
Boss. Radio after us. Go on, Neve. Right now, this is David Guetta, Kelly Rowland, When Love Takes Over on Kiss.
Grande, No Tears Left to Cry on Kiss. Only right to end the show with one of you guys. Right, let's go to line one. Who's there?
It's me, Seb Sanford.
Seb!
Yes!
Yeah!
Go
yes,
on, Seb!
Hey, guys, this is wonderful. Oh, my gosh. I just want to say, I can't believe it. I'm sad it's all over soon. I don't have the right words, but I gotta say, I just love the Kiss Breakfast show, and I love all three of you, and could you submit Mikey as well?
Yeah, big up, Seb. Do you know what, Seb? I got one thing to say.
What's that?
It's a great cup of coffee. private joke.
No, Seb, thank you so much for supporting the show, man. We love you too, yeah?
Love you, Seb.
I love you too, guys.
Oh,
Happy New Year, Seb.
Bye, Seb.
Happy New Year, guys.
Take care, man. See you later.
That's it, boys. That is it.
End of an era. It's been fun. You guys have been absolutely amazing. Everyone, thanks to everyone that's ever listened to us and got involved in the show, man. We love you.
Yeah, we love you big time. I might actually stay here, actually. I might do a new show as well. I don't want to leave.
Do you know what, guys? This is it. We're out of here. Thank you for everything. What we do, I don't even know what we do next.
Neve's up next.
Neil upgraded Christmas with a 12-pack of deluxe...